Ushmartem es hamatzos ki be'etzem hayom hazeh hotzeitzi es tzivoseichem eretz Mitzrayim. Ushmartem es hayom hazeh l'doroseichem chukas olam. From here, Chazal learned that there's a mitzvah to be shomer the matzah from becoming chametz. Mitzvah to make sure that the matzah doesn't become chametz. Rashi here quotes, says Rashi, Shlo yavo lidei chimutz, mikan amru, and we're told, tipach, tiltosh pitzone, if you see that it's starting to
swell,
very good, good translation. So tiltosh pitzone, so you should, the woman should cool off her hands in water, because the kneading adds heat to the dough, and that maybe will cause it to rise. So she should cool off her hands to make sure that it's not so hot. When if you ever make matzahs, so they always try to do it either outdoors or they try to do it in an area that's very well air conditioned, because the heat could add to the process of rising. Then a nice drasha al tikri hamatzos el hamitzvos, and that you have to make sure that you don't allow your mitzvos to become stale and to become old. It should always be fresh and exciting. Okay. So that is the pasuk b'shmartem es hamatzos. The Rambam explains it kipshuto in Perek Hay of Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah in Halacha Ches Tes. It's a funny way how he broke it up, Halacha Ches Tes, with the lefikach and beginning of Tes. And the Rambam says u'shmartem es hamatzos klomar hisharu b'matzah v'shamru osa mikol tzad chimutz. Make sure that there's no way your matzahs will become chametz. Lefikach amru chachamim, tzarech adam lizayer bedagon she'ochem imenu bePesach. Be careful with the grain, the flour that you use on Pesach. Shlo yavu alav mayim achar sheniksar. Once it is harvested, obviously, as was pointed out in Seder, when it's connected to the ground, there's going to be water on it, right? It's going to rain. That's how it grew. But once your kotzer, once you harvest it, make sure that no water gets on it. Ad shlo yebo shum chimutz. In order to prevent any chametz. So this is the standard explanation of the mitzvah of shmura matzah. What does shmura matzah mean? It was guarded to make sure that it didn't become chametz. Guarded matzah. When do you have this chiyuv to guard the matzah? So this is the Gemara on Daf Mem, in Psachim. Rava is of the opinion that guarding from the process of lisha is not enough if you start guarding at that point. Meaning, what's the process? They harvest the grain. They take the grain. Maybe they wash it. Maybe they don't wash the grain. There's a lot of dirt on it. You know, it was outside. It was growing in the ground. I mean, it grew outside the ground, obviously, above the ground. But it was dirty, and there's lots of things in the air, in the ground, in the dirt. So wash it. Grind it into flour, right? You take the seed. You grind it up until it gets broken up into tiny little pieces of flour. Then the flour, you add water to the flour, you knead it until you turn it into a dough, and then you bake it. So at what point do you have to worry about chametz? Well, whenever you're adding water, that's when we really, really need to be careful. When does the 18-minute clock start? They yell out for the water guy to come, the Wasser guy comes, he adds the water. If anyone's going to be here, by the way, for Pesach, so in Eretz Yisrael, so we bake matzahs here in Shalavim during Ben Azmanim. So if you're going to be in Poland, you might miss it. But if you're not going to be in Poland, so you might be able to be here and you might be able to join us. It takes around 4 or 5 hours. It's hard work. But everyone gets to make enough matzah for the Seder. You'll have enough matzah for the Seder. So if you're interested, let me know. I could try to, you know, hook you up to come for the matzah baking. So But if you go to a matzah place, so here in Shalvim they don't say Vaser, but you know, but when they yell out for the water guy to start pouring in the water, so that's when the clock starts, because that's when there's the chashash of chametz. Up until then, you guard it very carefully, the flour, and then you add the water. And when you add the water, that's when there's a chashash of chametz. So Rava says that's not enough for the mitzvah of shmura matzah. In order to have shmura matzah, you need from the very beginning of the process, meaning from the minute you cut it. Once you cut the grain, that's it. That's now going to be your matzah grain. You got to already start guarding it at that point from any water. And he brings a raya. What's his raya? his raya, which ultimately gets rejected, is pitseko shel nachrim. We have a maimer in the Gemara that says that pitsekos shel nachrim, dough, matzah dough, that was prepared by nachrim, by non-Jews, it's mutter to eat it on Pesach. Now, what do you mean it's mutter to eat on Pesach? Maybe it's chametz. Now, obviously, you need to be there at some point to make sure, let's say at the baking. You need to be there to make sure that whatever is being put in the oven does not have the signs of chametz. There are ways to determine if something has chametz. If it started to rise a little bit, was it carne chagovim? If you start to see certain marks, and we don't have this expertise, many of us, but certainly back then they had the expertise. They knew, they were able to determine by looking at it, is this a dough that's already begun to be machmetz? So, bitsekos of nachrim are kosher, but to be yotze the mitzvah of matzah, you need to use shmur matzah. That's what the Maimer says. It's kosher, but it's not good enough for the mitzvah of matzah. So asks Rava, wait a second. If it's kosher, that means you were there b'shas afiyah. Or else, how can we assume that it's kosher for Pesach? You needed to be there when it was baked, and yet it's not good enough for matzah's mitzvah? It must be, therefore, you see from here a raya that shmira needs to be before baking. Ella, what do I conclude? You need shmira b'shas kitzira. You need shmira from the time that they cut it. That's Rava's raya. Comes the Gemara and says, bad raya. It's a good raya that you need shmira from before the baking process. That doesn't mean we have to go all the way back to Katsira. Stages in the middle. There's grinding the flour. There's kneading the flour. Maybe in order to fulfill the din of shmira, you just need to be shomer mishas trina. Or maybe you only need to be shomer mishas lisha. But you don't need to go all the way back to Shas Ktsira, to when they harvested. And therefore the Gemara rejects Rava's Raya. And yet the Gemara says, but Becholzos, Rava still held by his Shita. Rava still held Shas Ktsira. You're right, I don't have a Raya from Betseko Shel Nachrim. That's only a Raya that you would need it from Shas Lisha or Shas Tchina. But it's not a Raya necessarily that you need from Shas Ktsira. But that's what I hold. And because Rava holds this, based on this, he's mechadesh something else. That there's a mitzvah to wash the grain before you grind it. What do you mean? How does he get that? Because if he holds that there's a mitzvah mishas ktsira, well, what's the mitzvah mishas ktsira? What am I doing? There's no water. There must be some water in the equation. Because if there's no water in the equation, what shmira are you doing? What?
There's washing, there's no water.
Excuse me?
So if something happens, there's no water.
You mean you have to make sure that, like, there's... What?
This doesn't have to be...
So he assumes that there needs to be some vadai water there in order for there to be a mitzvah of shmira. Because shmira means be very careful when you're dealing with water. So there's got to be water. And therefore, he concludes from here, there's a mitzvah letita, there's a mitzvah to wash off the grain before you use it. Lemaisa, the Gemara tells us that Rava didn't just paskin this ba'avir, he actually paskin this halacha lemaisa. And what does the Gemara tell us? That he used to command the pitchfork flippers in the fields when they were dealing with the piles, that right, they would do ktsira, and then you'd have filled, the fields would be filled with cut grain stalks. And then you'd have people with their pitchforks, they would like, collect it into piles and throw it up in the air and do everything that you do in the field. So while they were doing that, he would tell them, what was the Lashon of the Gemara? Anyone have the... Can I borrow this for a second? The Lashon of the Gemara is, he would tell them, to the Mahapche Kipe, Ki Mahafchisu, while you're flipping it over, Hafichu L'shem Mitzvah. Make sure you're doing it, carefully. Make sure you're doing it properly. It's got to be, we need shimur. And therefore, when you're working in the fields, already at that point, be careful. This is Shita of Rava. Now, because the Gemara rejected Rava, so not all of the Rishonim accepted Rava's Shita. Many did. The Rif writes explicitly, Mishas Ktsira. The Rambam that I just read to you a second also sounds like that, right? What does he say? Be careful, Shelo Yavol of Mayim Achar Sheniktsar, after you've cut it. So the Rambam sounds like Shas Ktzira. The Rif says explicitly, Mishas Ktzira. That's the view of Rava. But the Rush argues that you don't really need Mishas Ktzira. What's his Raya? He says, the whole idea of the Gemara, it sounds like this was Rava's personal Chumrah. Rava, it was rejected, but he's still held by his Shita. So it sounds like it's like, that's not really the Halacha, but that was Shita's Rava. And the next line in the Gemara, what does the Gemara say? It says, whose mother was it? Mar Bray de Ravina. Yeah? Minakdale Ime Be'arve. His mother, so I guess that's Ravina's, that Ravina's wife, I guess? So Ravina's wife, so she used to be very careful once they, it says once they were harvesting, once they collected the grains, she would like put in her special like little grain pouch and she would like seal it and be very careful with it. She would guard it. Apparently, Mishas Ktzira. But what does the Rush point out? Why does the Gemara tell us that was the Hanhaga of the mother of Mar Bray de Ravina? Sounds like this was a big chumrah that she did. It wasn't the halacha. This was her hanhaga. And therefore the Rush says, you don't need Shmira Mishas Ktzira. It's enough from, well, that's the question, from when? So either Elisha, that's one possibility. But he says that in Ashkenaz, the minog was Mishas Tchina. From the time that they grinded it, which was before the kneading process. Why did they do it from back from that point? He says because the what are they called? The grinders, what are those things called? The mills that they used to use were rechayim shel mayim. They were mills that were water powered. Okay? The water would flow through and it would spin something and that would cause the grinding process of the grain. So therefore, because there was water in the vicinity, it was already necessary at that point. You see, I think what the Rush is saying is that these are all a key of what our Gemara said. What did our Gemara say? The Gemara said, you don't need to do it Mishas Ktzira. When do you need to do it? The Gemara doesn't say Mishas Lisha. What does the Gemara say? It uses a very vague term. What does it say? It says, no, that's Rava. Rava says Meikara. But we argue on Rava. What do we say? Be'idna denachis l'shimur. At the moment that it enters a need for shimur. It's like a very, when you have a chiyuv of shimur, at the moment that there needs to be shimur. What does that mean? I'm trying to figure out when shimur is. The answer is whenever there's an introduction of water. So if you're using a regular mill, like a horse-powered mill, so then when is water introduced for the first time? At Lisha, at Lash, when you mix the water and the flour. So when do you need Shmira, Nekor Adin, says the Rush? You would need it, Mishas Lisha. But if you're using a water-powered mill, so there's an introduction of water earlier than the stage of Lisha. So it could be that what the Rush is not saying that, oh, the Gemara says Lisha, but we were Machmir and Ashkenaz to do it already from Tchina. It's that Tchina is the Mi'ikra Din Zman Lefi the Gemara. Because the Gemara doesn't say, do it Mishas Lisha. The Gemara says, when it needs Shimur, when there's an introduction of water. So if there's an introduction of water earlier, so then you need to do Shmira earlier. Okay. This is all very fine and very nice, and this we can end here. That's Shmur Matzah. The first question, though, we would need to address is, what's the big chiddush, then, of Shmur Matzah? If I ask, what's Shmur Matzah? Oh, it was matzah that they guarded to make sure that there's no chametz. Isn't that what all matzah is? Isn't all matzah guarded that there's no chametz? I mean, there's already an Isser Kares called eating chametz on Pesach. So if you're going to be eating matzah, if there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, isn't it pashut that the matzah you eat has to not have chametz in it? Isn't that part of the definition of matzah, that it doesn't have chametz? And those betzekos of Nachrim, right? Betzekos of Nachrim are kosher, but you can't use them for the mitzvah of matzah. Well, do they have chametz in them? No. Oh, so you made sure that there's no chametz. Yeah. Oh, so why can't you use them for the mitzvah? If you made sure that there was no chametz, that means that they're shmura. They're protected from chametz. So, like Mamad of Shach, if I can use them, that means that they're shmura. If I can't use them, it means that they're not, that they're chametz. Isn't that the correct answer? So this is an obvious question with defining shmura matzah as something that was shamar from chametz. That was the Rambam's lashon, right? His haru v'shamarosa mikol tzar chimus. That isn't that what matzah is? So the Rishonim, I showed it to you in a Mizrahi. Mizrahi is a perish on Rashi. So the Mizrahi says, I think that's what he's trying to address. The Mizrahi says, no. Here, the mitzvah of Shmira is to be moneya any even chshash of chametz. Meaning, this is not just Shmira, if we want to use it in our own words. Maybe regular matzah and regular eating on Pesach, you need to be shamur from chametz. But matzos mitzvah, shmura matzah, requires extra shmira. What does extra shmira mean? Extra shmira means, I don't really mean this term, but I'm just going to use it to illustrate what we're talking about, be neurotic about the chametz. Meaning, there are regular methods you can use to make sure that there was no chametz. Okay? We could follow their halachic principles. There's things like rov, and there's umdinas. Oh, there probably wasn't any water here. It was probably this, probably that. No probablys when it comes to matzah. At least matzah's mitzvah. It's true. Al pi halacha, it's not chametz. We can assume that there's no chametz here. But the mitzvah of ushmartem es hamatzos requires me to go above and beyond. Do whatever methods you need to check and to double check to make sure that there was no chametz introduced here. And he says that's what Rashi's trying to get at. Rashi says, you know, just because the woman's hands got a little bit warm and she sees a slight elevation in the dough, that doesn't mean that it's become chametz. If you get it in the oven quick enough, it's not going to become chametz. But we want to be extra machmir. And therefore, since we want to be extra careful, we tell her, no, do something to cool off the batzek. It's not chametz. But it's not shmura. Shmura means extra guarded. It doesn't mean guarded from chametz. It means extra guarded from any chshash of chametz. And the truth is, you even hear it a little bit in the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Ushmartem es hamatzos, klomar hisharu b'matzah v'shamru osa." What should he say? Mi'chametz. What does he say? Mikol tzad chimutz. Be extra careful. And then he says again, "Amru chacham tzarech adam lizar bedagon shalchum yano pesach shlo yavol av mayim achash nixer ad shlo yebo shum chimutz." Oh, but it's okay. A little bit, maybe if there's a little bit of chimutz, it's batal barov before Pesach. Don't rely on any of that. Try as best as you can to make sure that there's no chimutz at all. Let me give you an example. You know, once they harvest, I'm not going to use the right terms, the scientific terms, but once they harvest, you know, once they cut the stalks and they take all of the chita seeds, whatever, the grains of chita, off, and they make a big pile of it, you should know that some of them already, it's just basic probability. Anytime you get a big pile of chita, there's going to be some, I don't know exactly if the process is called germinating, something happens where the seed starts to open, and then when it mixes with moisture in the air, it starts to leaven. It's just a natural process that happens in seeds. So I hate to break it to you, but any flour that you buy will always have some grains that have begun to be machmetz, have begun the leavening process, the chimutz process. That's just the nature of grain. Now, it's okay because it's batal, and it's okay for it to be batal before Pesach. But we always rely on bittel. But some people, very, very machmir people, will go get their own grain, and then they'll go grain by grain to make sure that none of the grains that they end up grinding have opened at all. They're completely sealed. And then when they have their pile of, you know, that could take hours to get yourself a pile of grain, and then they hand grind. Make sure that there's no water anywhere inside the grinder. When it was washed off, it dried out completely. And then they'll hand grind. Because they want to make sure, what's all this coming from? This is all reflecting ushmartem es hamatzos. Ushmartem es hamatzos means don't just rely on the regular procedures to make sure that there's no chametz. Do whatever you can to go up and beyond. Make sure that there's no chametz. That's one way of understanding it. The other way of understanding, which is related, is that, as we noted, there are ways to tell if something is chametz. It shows signs of beginning the chametz process. So if you want to check to make sure that your dough is not chametz, there are signs you can look for. But that's very passive. That's like sitting back, letting the process go, and then checking to make sure everything's okay. The mitzvah of shmartim es hamatzos requires active participation. Be active. Go out and go. Check. Dry this. Check that. Check this. It requires a certain active participation on behalf of the person who's making the matzos. So that's how we would perhaps answer the question of how can you say that the idea of shmira means to make sure that there's no chametz. Of course you're making sure there's no chametz. No. It means to be an active participant, and it means to go beyond the letter of the law to make sure that there's no chametz. Okay. This is the standard interpretation of shmura matzah. However, there are a number of rashis in Shas that imply that there's a whole nother level, a whole nother din of shmura matzah. It's not just like the Rambam said, Shamru osam he called sad chimutz, but there's another element as well. We'll take a look at three rashis. One rashi, I'm sorry, did I close this? One rashi is in Pesachim and Daf Lamed Ches in the sugya that you saw. Ushmartim es hamatzos, matzah mishtameres l'shem matzah. Says Rashi, Dibra Maschel ushmartim Lamed Ches and Bezim Pesachim, kol shimor sha'ata mishamra, any guarding that you do of your grain, of your flour, of your dough, shlo tachmitz, right, that's what we said shmira is, hiskavein l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. What in the world did Rashi just add in? You're telling me shmartim es hamatzos. So Rashi should have said, kol shimor sha'ata mishamra shlo tachmitz. You should be shomer to make sure that it doesn't become chametz. That's what the Rambam said, right? Says Rashi, extra few words. Hiskavein l'shem matzah shel mitzvah. Have kavana that this matzah will be your matzah that you are making the mitzvah with. Where does that come from? Have kavana that these are matzahs that we're going to do the mitzvah with? That's Rashi here. Then we have a Rashi on Daf Mem. Rashi here says, this is in Dibra Maskel Shiyochau, matzah shel mitzvah, the matzahs you're going to use for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on the first night of Pesach, shimor lishma ba'inan. It needs a shimor lishma. Now wait a second, what in the world does lishma mean? Shimor mechametz, I understand. Shimor lishma? Lishma, like lishem the mitzvah? What is this element that Rashi is adding in? Now there's also a Rashi in our Masechta. Now this Rashi, I think, is the least pronounced, but you can hear it in Rashi here as well. Rashi says, matzas kuti is muteres, v'adam yotzei b'yedeichov asur b'fesach. Okay, that's what it says in the Braisa. Now that's two different things. What do you mean, matzas kuti is muteres? A, it's mutter, meaning it's not chametz, and adam yotzei b'yedeichov asur b'fesach. That's added, and you could also be Yotzei Yerchiv on Pesach. Which means this is not just Stam non-chametz. This is Shmura Matzah. You could be Yotzei Yer Mitzvah. This is Matzah which was Shamur. So what happened here? So Rashi says, Mishum Chovas Laila Rishon. This is the ideal Matzah. The one you can use for the Mitzvah. Because it says, Be'erav Tochlo Matzos. And even if we know, Afilu Yadinam Bo Delo Echmitzah, even if you know that there was no chimutz that took place, let's say through the signs, lo nafik ba ella im kain oved la shimur l'shem chovas matzah. You still can't use it for the mitzvah unless you did that shmira with intent for the chiyuv of matzah. What do you mean to do it with the intent of the chiyuv of matzah? All of these rashis seem to be pointing to another element of shmura matzah. Rashi might not deny the fact that part of the idea of Shmura Matzah is to go beyond the letter of the law and make sure that it's not chametz. That was Rashi Alato recorded that. But Rashi in these three locations seems to be adding that there's also an extra maila, that the matzah should be made l'shem mitzvah. Meaning, you're making matzahs, and you say, I'm a professional matzah guy, I'm going to make matzahs, there'll be no chametz in these matzahs, that's very good. That means that they're kosher l'Pesach. But did you make them with specific intent that these are matzahs that are going to be used for the mitzvah of Pesach? The mitzvah of eating on Leil Pesach. At the Seder, we make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, kenem el chalam asher, kedushanu mitzvosav, etzivanu al achilas matzah. Were these matzahs made with kavana? That these are going to be matzahs used for the mitzvah of achilas matzah? So Rashi could perhaps be suggesting that that kavana is necessary. And Rashi has rayas for it. Perhaps Rashi's greatest raya is from Rava on Daf Mem himself. Rava himself on Daf Mem over there in the Gemara in Pesachim. You'll remember, I quoted it a minute ago. What did Rava say to the flippers in the field? He said, when you do it, ki mafchisu hafichu l'shum mitzvah. Flip them l'shem mitzvah. What do you mean l'shem mitzvah? What was Rava really trying to tell them, we thought? Rava was telling them, when you flip them, make sure that you're aware this is for matzah, and that it's got to make sure that there's no chametz, right? That there's no water. In fact, that's what Rabbeinu Chanano says. Rabbeinu Chanano says, Hafchu klomar hizhiru mehachsharas hamayim. Be careful that no water touches it. Ve'hefichu lehu lemakum she'em bo'achsharas mayim. And when you're flipping it, make sure it doesn't accidentally land in a puddle. Isn't that what Rava meant? Be careful that no water comes into contact. That's not, though, what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, when you flip it l'shem mitzvah. So this is an amazing slam dunk raya for Rashi. That when you're preparing the matzahs, and you're doing it with shmira, it needs to be a shmira l'shem mitzvah matzah. It's got to be done l'shma. Now, how could anybody argue with this? So I actually read to you just now Rabbeinu Chananel, with skipping a few words, because Rabbeinu Chananel had a different girsa in the Gemara. What was Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa? Not l'shem mitzvah. Anyone pick up on it? L'shem matzah. What did Rava tell the flippers? Rabbeinu Chananel's girsa is, you know what he told the flippers? He said, when you're flipping those grains, make sure you're flipping them for matzah. Meaning, make sure you're being careful that we can use this stuff for matzah. Make sure it doesn't get wet, Yisrael Meir. Make sure you're flipping it l'shem matzah. And that's what Rabbeinu Chananel says. L'shem matzah, i.e., don't let it get wet. But Rashi learned like our girsa. What does our girsa say? L'shem mitzvah. Not l'shem matzah. It's not enough just to, of course you're going to flip it and make sure it doesn't get wet. But more than that, while you're flipping it, what do you say? L'shem mitzvah smatzah. L'shem matzah smitzvah. L'shem mitzvah smatzah. L'shem matzah smitzvah. While you're flipping it, make sure you're doing it l'shma, with a kavana that this is being done for the mitzvah of matzah. Sure enough, if you look, the Rabbeinu Chananel's Talmud, the Rif, also had the same girsa. He also says, l'shem matzah, klomar, hishiru shelo yavo aleihem mayim. So it's beautifully, works out beautifully. Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rif, who both had the girsa of matzah, they both explain that what was the kavana of Rava, that it shouldn't get wet. And look, Rashi, who had our girsa that says mitzvah, he's the one who holds it. There's this extra level of mitzvah. Okay, what's the nafka mina if you have this added element, like Rashi says, of kavana, l'shem mitzvah matzah? So one nafka mina could be, when do you need shmura matzah? If you look in Rashi, if you look in the Ran, you guys saw the Ran. Ran, the Rashi in our daf in Gittin, says, shmura matzah, yotze b'dechovaso, that's talking about the first night. But the rest of the nights, you don't need shmura matzah. The Ran also said that. You saw the Ran and the Rif. The Ran says, when do you need the special shmartem es hamatzos? That's for Leil Rishon. That's when you need it, for the first night, when you do the mitzvah. But the rest of the nights, you don't need it. And that makes perfect sense, if you hold like Rashi. Shitas Rashi is, what is shmartem es hamatzos? It's to make matzos l'shem mitzvah. We should add, we're not going to speak about it now, but in brisker literature, there's a lots of discussion about the inyan of lishma could be to create a chefza shel mitzvah. That's why we have lishma by certain dinim. It's in order to create a chefza that can be used for a mitzvah. And therefore, that would work very nicely, what we're saying. You want to use this matzah as your chefza shel mitzvah, to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, that needs lishma. Lishma is not about me. Lishma is about the chefza. When I do something lishma, it creates a chefza. And therefore, it makes sense, according to this understanding, that you only need shmura matzah on the first night. But if you look in the Rambam, and in the Rif, but certainly in the Rambam, when the Rambam discusses Ushmartem as a mitzvah, what we just read, remember he's haru to make sure that it doesn't become chametz, he doesn't say anything about the first night versus the other days. It sounds like from the Rambam that you need shmura matzah the entire yontif. Why? Because for the Rambam, what is shmura matzah? It doesn't mean l'shem mitzvah. It means this extra level to make sure that there's no chimutz. There's a mitzvah to make sure that you use that special matzah that was extra careful with, to use that the entire yontif. Now the truth is, it's not. This is what we would suggest as a hava mina, possible nafkamina. But the truth is that there's a riff at the end of the mesechta, and there's a Rambam later in the Rambam where the Rambam definitely recognizes that shmura matzah might be used in one situation, and that's not the only thing you can use on Pesach. He says if you only have enough matzah mishtameres, then you should use it for the mitzvah. So although, and this is the Magen Mishnah points this out, that's the Magen Mishnah I gave you. So even, it's the wrong makar that I gave on the, it's on Ches and Tes. It's on Hey Ches and Hey Tes. It's on Hey Tes, actually. That's where the Magen Mishnah is. But the Magen Mishnah points that out. So this could have been, this is like a theoretic nafkamina, but it doesn't sound like it's a real nafkamina. What might be a more realistic nafkamina is the question of having a goy or a child cook the matzahs, or bake the matzahs, or do the lisha on the matzahs. Is it okay to have a guy do it or to have a kid do it? Now, when we say for him to do it, we mean with you standing there and making sure he's doing it properly. If the inyan is just like the Rambam is mashma, that it's an inyan of extra care, make sure at each step that you're actively there. You're not just relying on the simanim at the end, but at each step of the way, you're there and you're making sure that there's no chimutz going on. So I don't need to actually be doing it with my own hands. I can have a guy do the katsir, and I watch him, and I make sure there's no water, and I stand there the whole time. And then when it's time to knead the matzahs, so I'll have my guy knead the matzah, and I'll stand there over him, and I'll watch to make sure that everything's being done properly. But if it's that there needs to be a kavana l'shem mitzvah, so here perhaps we would say that then you need a Jew, a person who's shaykh to mitzvos. He's the one, a guy's not going to be able to create a chefza shel mitzvah. That might be enough. I mean, and if you looked in the Rush, this seems to maybe be a machlokas between Rav Haigon and Rav Tzemach Gon. Rav Tzemach, was that his name? Rav Tzadok, Rav Tzemach. So it was unclear there what Rav Tzadok Gon or Rav Tzedek Gon there in the Rush. So he was clearly talking about making matzahs for matzos mitzvah. Rav Haigon was a little bit unclear. So I'm not saying for sure that that's what they're arguing over, but this could be a theoretic nafkamina. Lihalacha, if you look in the Mishnah Berurahs that I gave you, so lihalacha, the Mishnah Berurahs sounds like, certainly in one of the locations, in Taf Samach, he sounds like we should be machmir as best as we can for the Shita of Rashi, that we want matzahs that are not just shamor l'shem matzah, but even shamor l'shem mitzvah. And the Prima Gadim on Taf Samach, the Prima Gadim says that he's mistapik, this might require you to verbalize the lishma while you're preparing the matzahs. And that is the standard practice, that when people are making matzahs, so they say l'shem matzahs mitzvah as they're doing it. Now what does that mean, l'shem matzahs mitzvah? It means I'm having kavana, that I'm making matzahs that have this extra level of kavana, that they could be used for the mitzvah on the night of Pesach. So a lot of times people just say, l'shem matzahs mitzvah, but do they know what they mean? What they're trying to say is that these matzahs are being done for the mitzvah. And this is the extra level that wasn't in the Rambam, wasn't in the Rif, but that Rashi put on the map for us, this idea of matzah l'shem mitzvah.